Belly Dance Talk Radio with your host, Megan Mayada Hashem.
Welcome to Belly Dance Talk Radio. I'm Megan Mayada Hashem, and I'm joined with my co-host, Christina.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I know we haven't been on the air for a while.
A long time, yes.
Too long.
Now it's 2015.
We are back. New things happening with Belly Dance Talk Radio.
Back in full effect.
Yes, so today
we have a few things to talk about, and thankfully we've had some posts through Facebook about some ideas, what we can talk about. So lots of great ideas, lots of good discussion, and I think one of the first ones up is about labeling belly dance. What do you call it? What type of belly dancer are you? What type of belly dance do you do?
Mm-hmm. And should we label? Should we not label?
Yeah. What's the point?
What's going on? So yeah, Melissa brought this article up, and it was about losing the label, not labeling. Mm-hmm. And I think we both kind of thought, yeah, why label?
Yeah, totally.
Right? Like, when why label anything? This. Let's just be belly dancers.
Exactly.
Know? But then, about not labeling, what do you think? Let's talk about that maybe first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of the points that brought up are really great. They made a lot of sense to me right off the bat. I just thought, of course, like, why, what is the point? You know, if you're a dancer and this is your chosen, you know, kind of art form, why does there have to be more to it than that? Why
does it have Greek to be belly dance?
Yeah.
Or,
why does it have to be pigeonholed?
Tribal belly dancer, see, but then that's very different, right? But so, yeah, I think it seems like a nice idea not to label.
It does.
It seems nice, yeah.
And, you know, I think of a lot of other, types of things that people do. I don't think there's this same kind of need or obsession to kind of pigeonhole things. Like, if you're a chef or you're a cook, you don't have to. I mean, you can have
a
specialty,
but
you don't.
But it's not always. It's not always like. And with belly dance, I think recently it is always. You're always. People are like, well, what type of belly dance do you do? Do you do? You know. Well, first it was just Oriental and Tribal. I think that was
the big
thing, and they are very different and stuff. But people do both sometimes. Mm-hmm. And people like, why? Like, you know, you do it all maybe.
Yeah, I just didn't see points. I didn't see the. Really, what was the point? What was the benefit or the advantage? Why was there a reason or a need?
To label. And then, lots of people chimed in on this one. So, Melissa had posted this article, and then lots of people wanted to hear us discuss it, mm-hmm. and we were like, oh yeah, and lots of people want to hear both sides, and I was like, oh, with the other side.
What is the other side?
But yeah. Then,
I really struggled with that. What is the other side?
Yeah,
it just seemed so obvious to me. But this was, I think, really a great example of how just because you think something or you think a certain point of view makes sense,
yeah,
keep an open mind. Because there are so many other points of view.
I know, it's hard for me. I often don't have an open mind.
I think we're all like that. I'm like that too, sure.
But then, so we're very happy. Gail wrote in and said she had talked about something about this article a while back, so she just copied and pasted her response mm-hmm. to it, and it was about disagreeing and how especially like when you're dealing with people, the audiences and stuff, if they're hiring you for a gig, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to want to know, mm-hmm. are you going to be, she was basically saying, like, if you're showing up at like an Arabic wedding and you're like mm-hmm. a super tribal dancer, mm-hmm. maybe that's not what they're expecting.
Yeah.
So just so people are ready and know what you're going to look like, what type of thing you're doing.
Yeah. I think
so that
made
a lot of sense. That was like, oh, of course.
Yeah.
So it's hard. Like, both sides make sense to me.
Yeah. If your clients know enough about dance to have certain expectations or preference, or even if they don't really know anything about
it,
maybe they just have some kind of expectation,
image,
whatever
that's gonna happen.
It might be.
You
know, and we can talk about whether that's right or wrong or fair or unfair. It doesn't really matter. But the point is, if they're your client and they've got an expectation, then presumably you're interested in at least knowing what that is, if not.
For sure. You don't want to show up and be a total
Yeah. So opposite. from that perspective, I think that certainly does make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, you're able to meet that expectation, or at least figure it out beforehand.
So yeah, so you don't show up and have a weird
disappointment.
Situation.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? This isn't a topic we were going to talk about, mm-hmm. but I just read something on Facebook today, and it was about someone was saying they wish they had found belly dance when they were younger, so they could actually make money at it and go and do shows and this and that, because of course a lot of corporate events and Arabic restaurants, they might not be looking for someone who's a little bit older, over 20s or whatever, you know. It's a lot about looks and stuff like that. And then a lot of people were chiming in. A lot of people were saying, oh, what's the problem? Just go out and do it. But what do you think about that? I think that might not be, I think that's a bit of kind of, what do you call it? Like, when...
self-advertising?
Yeah, like, well, or just like being... silly. Like, if you know, just like you wouldn't go to an audition for, you know, people are all about this appearance. I mean, I'm past it. I'm speaking from a point of, I danced when I was 16 and 17 and stuff. Now I don't dance in clubs anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm only 36. I mean, of course I could be, but
yeah.
It's not as you get less and less. What do you think about all this?
I think like with a lot of art forms or entertainment, I think that there's an audience for anyone. I really do.
Definitely.
I don't think...
I guess I'm thinking like heavy duty going and making a living at it.
Well, I mean, making a living at performance only is a tough go and a tough slog.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, no matter what age you are.
But of course it's easier if you're 20. I mean, let's
I think
not
there's,
be
I think,
silly,
yeah, sure. I think there's more options available
yeah.
to you. For again, we're just talking about performance, strictly
yeah.
performance.
Like, I'm talking about, like, you know, Arabic clubs,
mm-hmm.
nightclubs, weddings,
mm-hmm.
like things like that.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, we both know, you know, lots of people who've, you know, been on the scene and kept themselves in the scene, you know, well past their 20s.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, to start out at an older age, and just be going out then. You know, it's one thing, I think, if you've made a name, and you're like,
yeah.
okay, I started when I was 20,
yeah, yeah,
and I'm
different.
Still doing it when I'm 40
yeah.
or something. But I think there comes a time, like, it's hard. I mean, people don't want to hear it, and people want to say, you go, girl, you go do that. But if you go to an Arabic nightclub, and you're not what they expected or wanted or whatever, it's not nice for anyone. It's not nice for you. I think it is that. I think you have to find the right...
yeah.
venue, and I mean, of course, if you're a great dancer, it shouldn't matter, but it does often, you know.
I think if you're, I hear what you're saying, but if you're just starting out, you're probably not,
yeah.
sorry, you're probably not that great.
I think
nobody's that great when they're starting out.
I
That's
think the point is they're not
group.
Just starting out.
Okay.
They've been doing it a lot, but they started not in their teens.
Okay.
Or 20s.
Fair enough.
If you start belly dance when you were, like, I think a lot of people this happens to, right? They start belly dance when they're 30, 40, whatever. Maybe they do it 10 years. They
yeah.
get great. But then
I think
there's
a
no
bigger issue there. And that's the illusion that you're going to live off, you know, strictly
well,
for
no, okay, yeah.
You're not going to
no
teach.
One, no one should have.
You're not going to, like,
that.
Like,
yeah.
and that's tough. That's,
yeah.
you know.
Don't do that, people.
Well, I'm just saying it.
Like,
but yeah, that's
yeah.
not that's not
yeah.
an easy
yeah.
thing to kind of.
I don't know. I did it a lot.
Okay.
I worked at Tim Hortons, and then I did belly dance.
No.
No. I mean, I did a lot of years of performing, mostly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It can be done.
Oh yeah, it can be done.
Just
get like, but
yeah.
it's gonna. It's not easy. It's not like there's, you know. what you think it is? I don't know.
I don't know. It wasn't that hard, was it?
Was it?
I don't know. Like, was it?
Think that. You were just performing.
Yeah.
Just performing.
I was like buying like $400 pants back then. I'm not doing that now. It's depressing.
But just performing.
yeah. Okay.
You weren't doing anything else.
I was a baker at one point.
You were a lot of things at different points. I've known you for too long. You were a lot of things at different
okay,
points.
I guess I've romanticized this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I just was find the right venue. You might not be making tons of money.
Yeah, for sure.
Find a great venue.
Find a good venue. There's an audience out there for everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so on to our next topic.
Yes.
What was it?
I don't even remember.
Oh, there was something else people had brought up.
There was.
I forget. Let's go on to our topic.
Okay.
All right, competitions.
Yes, this is our next topic.
Okay.
So, belly dance competitions, dance competitions,
like
arts competitions in general. What's up with that? Yeah, yeah. Good, bad, good idea. And of course, this is very interesting to hear your comments on, because of course,
Star Belly Dancer Canada is coming up.
It's coming up.
Second year, I'm very excited.
Yes.
Here, I'm doing a little plug.
No, congratulations. it was a really great event last
year.
Yeah,
so I think starting Star Belly Dancer brought up a lot of these questions of, and you know, it's kind of 50-50. Some belly dancers are like, oh, competition, bad, terrible, don't do it. It's not going to work. Even my mom was like, I don't think it's a good idea. And I was just like, I don't know. I just feel like there's all these other people that would benefit, right? Like, for me, example, I would love to be in a belly dance competition. Like, I wanted one here in Canada for so long. Like, I want to be in Star Belly Dancer for so many reasons, just because I've competed in fitness. And when I compete in fitness, I feel like you set a goal, and then you have this date that you have to do it by.
Yes.
It really, like, forces you to... And I feel like in belly dance, sometimes I don't have that.
I have
shows, I have choreographies, I have classes. I do have some things, like... But they're not a terrifying goal. They're not like, oh my goodness, I'm going to be up there compared to, like, the best belly dancers in Canada. And, oh my goodness, all these amazing judges are going to be, like, scoring me on my performance. Like, I think that's really kind of nerve-wracking. And it... causes you to work harder, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I didn't feel there was anything really like that in belly dance here in Canada.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a good idea. There, it is a double-edged sword, I think. I think there are minuses, of course, of competitions, and also for different people, it might be different things, right?
Yeah.
So some people don't do well under that terrifying deadline and stuff.
Yeah. But then they don't have to, you know, participate in competition.
Right.
But I think what you've said is really, no matter what it is, whether it's sport, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
I think that's the motivating factor, right?
Yeah.
In competition, it is very motivating. You want to be your best. You want to perform at your best. You know that there is a comparison, a judging, a, you know, winning kind of aspect to it. So you're going to want to be at your absolute best.
Yeah, I know. So what are the bad parts? Let's talk about the minuses, because we've talked about the good stuff.
I think...
Also, the other good thing, I'll just add one more, is feedback, right? Especially with our competition, we give complimentary feedback this year. All the judges' reports and everything. You get to read what all these esteemed judges have said about your performance and what you need to improve on and what you were good at and stuff like that. So I think that's a big benefit, too.
Yeah, definitely. I think that was one of, I think, the really good things about Star Belly Dance last year.
Yeah, yeah. So the minuses, I think, are, well, you take those away. We discussed them a bit before we started.
I mean, I think the drawbacks to a dance competition, whether it's belly dance or, I think, in a lot of ways, almost any dance, but I think part of what makes it such a hot button in the belly dance community is that you don't have as clear-cut kind of a set of, dance vocabulary. You don't have, as clear-cut. There is, I'm not saying there's not technique, so before anybody kind of jumps on this, it's not that there isn't technique. Of course, there's technique. But you don't have, I think, as robust a kind of system or curriculum, let's say, around this particular style of dance, which is one of the things that's kind of great about it.
Yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, exactly.
So the question I think that really comes up is, what are you being judged on? Who's to say who the winner is? Who's to say who the best is?
Very subjective.
Yeah. What is the basis? What is the criteria? What makes the difference between, you know, first place, second place? What makes the difference between a higher score and a lower score? And that's where, without some kind of real criteria, it can feel arbitrary.
Yeah.
And then when things feel arbitrary, then that can be a bit as motivating as it is to want to compete. When the criteria, if the criteria is arbitrary, mm-hmm. it can be a bit off-putting.
Demotivating, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because then, you know, what was it really based on?
Where it was like that too, where there's a certain category in fitness called bikini, and it's confusing. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, what do you want? What are the judges looking for?
Bikini bodies, and people pick their favorite,
yeah.
and they all look kind of similar, but different.
Yeah, because you know what they say about opinions,
yeah,
right?
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Everybody's got one, so if it's just opinion-based, then really, you know, how are you to prepare to be
right,
at,
exactly.
you know,
and that, you know, people talk about that in fitness all the time. Like, how are you? What... You know, and most people's advice is, you know what, bring your best thing and
see what happens.
You know, see, and if it's not, you know, it might not be the be all end all. It's just that those judges' opinions of you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think my mom's brought up quite a few things about Celtic dance and stuff and
mm-hmm.
Highland dance. She competed for years, and she probably has a lot to say. We should bring her on sometime and talk
mm-hmm.
about it with us, maybe, about how the dance changed because of competitions, because their dance was geared towards competitions for so long that actually the evolution of it, it changed the dance, and they did get more into certain techniques for competition, and everyone did these things to win, and you know, and
yeah.
it became a whole, it took away from the art form, it kind of just became,
yeah.
which I see kind of in not only competitions in belly dance, but also in just conventions where every belly dancer is trying to outdo another,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like where it's becoming a contest for who can be the like craziest
yeah.
And
yeah.
most whatever, which I don't really like that because I like the simplicity of belly dance too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to go see a million people try and outdo each other. I think also in the belly dance community that a lot of people are against competition, the idea of competition too, just women, oh my gosh, the belly dancer against belly dancer, like a lot of people say, oh, everyone's a winner in my book, and
yeah.
oh, we're all beautiful, you know,
yeah.
how belly dance is, that community
yeah.
is very, I mean, it's lovely, it's all very
supportive
and lovely, and everyone's amazing. And then when you say you're going to have a competition, some people are like, ooh, I don't like that. I don't like people competing against, like, women belly dancers competing against each other and all that. I never see competition like that. I see it kind of like, I know it is like that because you are competing against people, but it's also just kind of like, I don't know, I feel like it's like a deadline and a goal.
And a goal.
And all that stuff. I guess
yeah.
I see it in a very different light than a lot of other people. Like,
yeah.
many people see it in a light of, like, competing against each other. Like, I just feel like I'm not going to, like,
yeah,
you know,
you can
break someone's ankle backstage.
Well, exactly.
You
know, like,
you know.
Yeah.
Like, we're all great, and this is going to be interesting to see what... Because it is subjective. It is very...
Absolutely.
You know.
And I think as long as that's acknowledged, and like you said, if it's about bringing your best
mm-hmm.
and using it as a goal and a motivator for yourself, what's wrong with that?
Exactly.
I mean, really, that's
yeah.
that's pretty hard to critique or
yeah.
hard to criticize, rather.
And it's a fun... Like, I feel like it's a fun event, too, right? Like, even if you're not the top placer, you get all sorts of fun times. You get amazing pictures. You get video. You get, like, you can use all these things as tools, right?
Yeah.
So it's not just the I won first, second, or third. It's like all this stuff that happens, right? And the experience. And also, you know, you get to meet so many awesome people at competitions. I feel like I've met tons of people at various competitions that I still know till this day from like 10 years ago and stuff, you
yeah.
know? So it's an amazing experience. It can also be a bad experience, depending how you're looking at it, I think. I think it's just how you think about it, right?
Yeah.
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 Definitely. But I so enjoyed being there at Star Belly Dancer last year.
I enjoyed you
there
being
was so,
there. You were so helpful.
It was so helpful. I don't know about that, but anyway, it was a good time for me. And so many amazing performances. But it's really interesting afterwards, right, to see the judges,
yeah.
How they ranked people. And,
definitely.
And you
yeah.
know, in some cases going, yeah, I totally agreed. And in other cases thinking, like, wow,
why
really?
Isn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, it's my competition. And I thought the same thing. Like, somewhere I'm like, oh, my goodness, really?
Yeah.
I thought she'd be top three. Or,
yeah.
oh, what?
yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, it's interesting. It is interesting to see. And, you know, I just give it over to those judges and they take it away, and
yeah.
it's an interesting outcome, and I would love to judge a competition. I'm going to judge a competition.
Yeah.
That would be great. I can't judge my own, but
yeah,
anyone who wants me, ready to judge any belly dance competition. Would you like to judge one? Would that be fun or not fun?
No, I think it would be a little bit stressful.
It would be
just
stressful.
Knowing,
yeah,
you know,
that
it's
all
so
on
many
you
wonderful, world. You know, dancers and performances and trying to think of which one would I say
I
that I thought was the best. But I mean, it is my opinion, and you know, not everybody's going to think the same as me, and that's just kind of the luck of the draw in terms of whether my opinion, you know, matches someone else's. But yeah, I think it would be
so fun. Eh? I'd also like to be in one. See, I'd like to do.
Yeah.
I guess I'm very interested in the. I just stopped putting on a competition. I just need to go.
Now, what is it? Let me ask you. What is it about when you say that? What is it about the appeal of being in a belly dance competition versus the appeal of being in a belly dance festival, show, whatever? What is it that makes
question.
The difference?
That's a good
for you?
Question because I want to be number one.
Yeah.
Not really, actually. I mean, of course, you want to win when you're going into a competition. Sure. But I don't know. I just feel like it's scarier. I feel like maybe it's a different thing. I've never done one because I've done so many shows and events, and those are fun. I don't find them terrifying. I think a competition might, like, for me, scare tactics work.
Yes.
Feeling the fear and doing it anyways is my thing. Like, I just...
As seasoned a performer as you are, there would be a fear factor if it was a competition.
Oh, yes.
As opposed, even though you were doing the exact same performance.
Yeah, very scary.
What is that?
I would be very
Why?
Scared. Oh, I would be terrified.
Why?
If I was stepping on that star.
You're not being serious.
No, I really would. Would you be scared?
Why?
Would you be nervous? You wouldn't be nervous?
I don't think I would be. I don't think whether it was a if the exact same people were in the audience, whether it was a competition or whether it was a show.
But they're
I think
you.
I would be equally nervous.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Not as the kid, you know.
I'm nervous all the time, but that would just be, I think, leading up to it. See, I'm not nervous leading up to shows usually. And then the day when I get on stage and I have no idea what I'm doing, I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm nervous, right?
Yeah.
But with a competition, I think leading up to it, I would be nervous. I would be like, I need to get this together. And I think that would force me to maybe make a choreography and, like, not do improv.
Yeah.
It would be great.
Yeah.
Like, pull out all the stops. Like,
what if it was an improv competition?
That would be the most terrifying.
Maybe. I think that would be the best.
Maybe that would be the best. But you better be, like, you've got to be a really good improv.
You do.
I don't know if I'm that good.
Oh, I think
maybe we need to go do an improv.
Yes, I think that would be the best.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
That would be great. But I really do think that would be good.
All right. Well, maybe next year.
That's such an integral part of belly dance, right? Is the idea that
it really is, but it also terrifies people.
The spontaneity of it. Sure, it terrifies people, but that is. But I mean, you can't really take that away from belly dance.
Would anyone answer?
I think so. I think there are enough awesome people who have very good reason to be confident in their abilities. I think they would.
I am not one of those people. Wow.
Oh, you're crazy.
I feel like, maybe it wouldn't be as scary because everyone's coming to the table just
exactly.
They're
nobody
gonna,
knows
no
what one's
going to
be paid.
True.
Nobody knows how
I
it's going to go.
I don't know if I'd do well at that, though, still.
Yeah.
Would you do well at that?
I have no idea if
I'd
do
think
well.
I would.
But that, for some reason, that has more appeal to me than another
terrifying.
Kind of competition.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's interesting.
Okay, well, is that all we have to say about competitions? That was a lot. We said a lot.
I think we did.
We did. Okay, well, we want to hear what you have to say, too.
Yes.
What do you have to say about competitions, guys? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Are you somewhere in between? What do you think? Yeah, and make sure to check out Star Belly Dancer Canada. It's coming up March 15th, and I can't wait for that. It's like all I'm thinking about right now, so I'm working on it a lot. I can't wait to see who's going to be crowned Star Belly Dancer Canada this year. So I guess that's it for us. Later, me and Will are coming on and talking about a variety of things. So stay tuned for that. And we'll sign off here, Christina.
All right.
Yep. Talk to you guys soon.
We're very excited to announce the second annual Star Belly Dancer Canada competition, taking place March 15th, 2015. Last year was a sold-out hit. This year is going to be even bigger and better. Register now to compete. Categories include solo cabaret, solo fusion, solo drum solo, and group. Esteemed judges, workshops with last year's winners, downtown Toronto venue, amazing show to perform in or watch. Check out more at www.starbellydancer.com. Welcome back to Belly Dance Talk Radio. I'm now joined by Will.
Hi.
Hi.
It's been a long time since we've done Belly
Dance
Talk Radio.
It has been a while. So, do we have anything to catch up on here? Anything new?
Why are you putting me on the spot? I don't know what's there to catch up on.
Okay, never mind.
No. What is this?
I'm going to start
what
again.
What is that? I thought we're not... We just spoke about this and you're putting me on the spot. Do we have anything to catch up on?
I just feel like we should be catching up on some Belly Dance current events. Okay, I'm going to start again. Okay. Hi, how's it going?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Are you glad to be back with Belly Dance Talk Radio?
I am, and to be honest, I've been missing it. You know, it's been months and months since we've
recorded
last. It has
been a while. We've been very busy.
We have been very busy this year. Last year, 2014, has been a
crazy
year for the both of us.
But we promise we're going to do this every month.
I'm not sure about every month.
I promise to you guys, every month.
Will I be in it every month?
Yes.
Man, that's a commitment.
Yeah. You know what, listeners? Just keep the questions and topics coming, because I think that's what gets us kind of...
going. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, like we don't want to tape a show unless we have all sorts of awesome ideas to talk about from you guys. So please keep those coming. This time we got quite a few.
We're really excited.
Yeah, we can talk about them. I think let's just take it away right now.
All right, let's get started.
All right, so... I think, let's see, on our Facebook page, I posted that we were actually recording finally.
Right.
And we got quite a few comments and questions. I got some really serious topics that I think I'll tackle with Christina, because they're more like dancer issues and stuff. But then I said, hey, what about me and Will? What fun things are we going to talk about, you know?
Sure.
And we got quite a few here. So let's start with something that I guess... People didn't used to call it this in the past, so I guess I was kind of left out of this whole topic, and now you're going to teach us all about it, hopefully. So you can read the question from Alyssa on Facebook.
Okay, from Alyssa, for you and Will, more in depth about shabby music, history, current hits, do, don'ts, do when dancing to shabby.
Okay, great. I have been wanting to know more about this too. So I guess, take it away, Will. Why don't you discuss...
Well, you know, to be honest with you, shabby music is one of my favorite styles of music. I think Egyptian music has a lot of shabby music in it. And, you know, in simpler terms, shabby just means music of the people, right? So it's like street music. It's like a song that everyone would know it. It's not, it's very simple language, simple words. There's no, rhyming doesn't, it's not really perfect, right? Like it doesn't have to be.
It's rougher.
It's pretty much rougher music, yes. And it's played everywhere. Like every cab driver would play that music, right? It can be very fast, right? Some shabby is slow, but it's usually very happy music, right? Like when you sing it, it's like it just changes your mood naturally. You know, like you're into this happy state, right? And you just want to pretty much just stop what you're doing and start clapping and dancing and singing. No, it does. You know, like it really does. I mean, that's what it does to me. You know.
Oh, we should play that more around here.
Maybe. Yeah, you should have seen me back home in Egypt. I was just dancing all the time, listening
to
this music.
Wow, that's what we're missing here.
But yeah, I mean, bus drivers play it all the time. You know, cab drivers play it all the time. It's and they're usually hits. I would say some of them don't last very long, right? Like, you'd shortly forget about it once it's done, because there's a lot of them that come out.
It was that good. Yeah. You just forget about it.
Yeah. but there's a lot of them that come out, you know, like almost every week there's a new shabby song, right? But obviously there is the classical shabby songs that you'd never forget, right? I would say Ahmed Adawiyah was maybe the first singer that would start maybe that the shabby music Egypt.
See, okay, so I know him and I know all his music. I love it. I've danced right. to it lots, but mm-hmm. I never called it that. I just thought it was just like, I don't know. I just feel like, is this a new thing? People are calling it this? Like,
no, it's always been known as shabby
music.
Well,
for you guys, but in belly dance, I never heard this when I was growing up in belly dance. Like,
right.
there was no, it was just, that was a faster belly dance song. That was a happy, fast belly dance song. But I guess with the dance style, I've noticed dancers, like, it's very, like, sassy and... they do a lot of gestures. And
it is
in character,
correct?
Kind of,
and it's
some
not,
sort of character. I
yeah.
don't know. Like
it's not very serious, right?
Right. Like,
you're
it's
more
like fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Fun
it's time. Yeah, it's very fun. Like you're more like you're being yourself, and you're just out there to have fun, right? So you're not really, I would say, showing your you know your
skills.
Techniques.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Like you're not breaking
yeah, it's,
down.
It's more like character
moves.
And fun.
It is. Yeah. It's very yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's nice. That's fun. I mean, I like to do that. I never called it that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what are your favorite? You were mentioning some...
Well, Ahmed Adawi has
right,
a lot.
Yes.
Hakim also, he's got a lot. Hakim also has a lot of shabby music.
Okay.
There is Shaban Abdurrahim, who is hilarious. He's pretty much like the comedian of shabby music, right? He was a huge hit.
Okay, so you'd have to know what he's talking about then if you're dancing to that, right? Because
yeah.
you don't want to be like...
Yeah.
If it's like a hilarious song.
Well, you know what? Some shabby music, like, they talk about politics and they make
right.
fun of it, right?
See,
they make
these are the things I think belly dancers need to know. Like
some of them, not all of them.
I
like some
know.
Of them are like, you know, they do talk about the, you know, the city, the economy, you know, they make fun of everything,
mm-hmm.
right? Some are you know, not like that. Some are like you know, like, you know, remember that song, what's it called? Yali Wistik Kamenga, right? So again, it's more funny lyrics, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So they don't mean much, pretty much, right?
So you better not look really serious while dancing.
No, don't look serious. just look very happy. And
very happy.
And jump around a lot.
Jump around a lot. Get people clapping.
That's right. And get a lot
wow,
of people
Wow, we're giving
to dance
some great
you.
Advice here.
Yeah.
okay, so on to our next thing on Facebook. Let's read the next question we had. It was from Melissa.
Right.
And she was saying we could talk about... costumes and how far is too far in terms of cutouts, skirt slits, and stuff like that. So she thinks we're going to have some good stuff to say about this.
Right.
I'm not sure you're aware of what we're talking about here. So belly dance costumes have come a long way. They go through their phases, right? All different styles. Lately, there's lots and lots of cutouts that, you know, it looks like all bare skin everywhere.
Right.
You know, high slits. Many slits,
right.
really whole bare legs. Are you? Oh, you're looking up some right now. Did you look
right.
at like sexy belly dance costumes?
No, I'm just trying to see the difference between them all, right?
I kind of want to find some for you because, you know what I'm talking about? There's like cutouts
yeah,
that are nude.
Yeah.
It looks like you're naked under slits on your bra. And like there's, what about, hey, how about that skirt?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dina wore one. People have replicated it that it looks like a thong is sticking out of your skirt, like it's meant to look that way. Like, what do you think about all this?
Well,
it's none of these that
no,
you're looking
yeah.
at. I will find something while you talk.
Okay, well, I think in terms of, you know, if you're trying to look sexy, I think it's, you know, it's doing the job very well. But, you know, but that would be pretty much the focus of the show, right?
Right?
I mean, if that's what you want.
If
I mean,
that's
obviously,
your thing.
Yeah, I mean, you do want a nice looking costume, but you also don't want, you know, the people to remember you as the belly dancer with the showing, you know...
The thong sticking out.
With the, yeah, the thong sticking out. That's right.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some here, but there's so many. So basically, I think... yeah, I think it's a matter of... Like, I think some things are cute. Like, some things that are coming up, the cutout, stuff like that. I think just maybe it's, like, too much.
It is. It
but
is
like,
too
okay,
much.
Here's one for an example. I love this costume. But what do you think about this? They're huge. I'll tell everyone what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
They're huge, huge... slits on the thigh. So it's just covering the crotch, the skirt.
Right. To be honest with you,
if someone was dancing in that, what do you think? Like right now she's standing there in the picture. It's not so troubling, but...
You know, to be honest with you, I mean, not to say this in the wrong way, but it... I mean, as belly dancers in Egypt, right, and me as an Arab who grew up in Egypt, if you really don't want people to give you that bad picture, then then don't put them on, right? Because belly dancers, they don't have that great reputation as it is back home, right? So if you start wearing things like this,
it's like saying,
so it's like, yes, everything that you're saying is true, right?
Right.
But I mean,
I guess belly dancers sometimes are like, whatever, you guys, you think I'm bad anyways, yeah. I can do, you know.
Yeah, not that I'm saying they're not wearing this back home. I'm sure they are.
Of course,
or even
they
worse.
Are. Yeah, this is back home I'm talking about most
but,
of them.
But I mean, yeah, it's, again, it depends on how you want people to think about you, right? Obviously, I mean, I like the costume. It looks really nice, right? And I'm sure it would look even nicer when she's turning around.
Oh,
right?
My God.
But again, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's good for a stag party, right? I
mean, okay.
But it, you know, but it's not good.
I don't think that's what we're looking for, though.
Yeah,
right? That look.
Well, yeah, but
that's what you think it's for.
That's pretty much it. You know what I mean? It's a great costume for just like a, you know, a stag, but it wouldn't be, I would say, for a nice wedding, right? I mean, if it's that bare, right?
Right.
Or if there's thongs showing everywhere, and right? I mean. I would put a little bit something that's a little bit more covered up. I'm not really a big fan of them, to be honest with you. My personal favorite is just the one slit on the side, right?
Mm-hmm. A little bit of leg.
So one leg is covered up. You know, this is the mystery leg, right? And then the other one is like here's. So I mean, you gotta leave some mystery, you know, behind the costume. I mean,
keep one leg a mystery.
There's no,
please.
Yeah. I mean, where's the fun if you just show everything right off the bat, right?
I guess.
So, you want that in there, right? I mean, then you know.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot to be said for being like taken seriously. But I think you know what it is. Belly dancers are dressing for belly dancers a lot lately now too.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they are sexy, these cutouts and everything. And
well,
I think maybe
definitely yes.
Maybe it's just like who can have the most sexy rhinestone cutout costume, kind of. And it's not even about trying to make a man look at them. It's more about like, wow, look at this crazy costume I got. And,
right.
You know?
Well, again, I mean, everyone's got their own opinion about this. But my personal opinion is it's too much if... you know,
yeah.
That's the one we're talking about.
So you like old-fashioned costumes.
Yeah, old-fashioned, to be honest, is the best. I mean, obviously, I don't want one that's just with no, you know...
you want a slit in
slit.
There.
I do need the slit.
You need the slit.
The slit has to be there, right?
That's right. I've heard you comment about costumes when you're like, what's going on? Why is there no anything?
Exactly. I mean, I don't mind a little bit, you know, okay, so we have the slit, maybe one thing that's cut out on the top, but not too much. Like,
don't go overboard.
No, don't go overboard, you know? you gotta be mysterious,
yes.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's costumes. So I have a few other topics we're gonna talk about here. Are you ready?
I am.
How about dancing with snakes? What do you think about dancing with snakes?
Dancing with snakes, to be honest with you, again, I'm not a fan. I would say, you know, dancing with snakes is something that I would see or I would like to see if I went to the circus, right? then I want to see something weird, right?
Okay.
So here's a belly dancer doing something weird. That's something that you wouldn't see at a wedding
or
at a nightclub, right?
Uh-huh.
That's where I want to see the snake and other props.
Not at your wedding.
Not at my wedding. I assume you don't, right? But, yeah, that's my... opinion about snakes and dancing with snakes.
I kind of agree.
You know?
I mean, it's interesting. I can't really get into it.
I mean, obviously, it is a talent, right?
No, it's really distracting. I've seen people dance with snakes, and the snake isn't cooperating, and then it's just distracting. I'm like, oh, dear, it's really not dancing with her. It's trying to get away or, like, doing something awkward, and then it just looks like an inner tube on her.
And, you know, and it just changes the whole feeling, I would say, you know?
Yeah, it's not really...
To the show, like, it's not... I don't think... You're thinking of it as a belly dance show.
No, it's not very Middle Eastern anymore.
No.
It's kind of just like an exotic, strange, which maybe that's what people are going for. So then, I mean, hey.
But again, at the circus, you know, just keep going.
Okay. All right, moving on.
Don't bring it to my wedding.
Moving on. Your wedding. You're not having another wedding, so
well,
it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
okay. So the next topic. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The best... music or song to belly dance to. What do you think?
Again,
this is a big question, but just pick one, just off the top of your head.
You know what?
If I were to say, I'm going to do one belly dance ever, what would the song be?
I'm not going to name a song, but I would say, you know what, since we spoke about shabby, I would want to see a belly dancer dancing to shabby music.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
It is right. Because, again, you know, shabby music is
so
it's
not,
very...
So not the artistry.
It's very happy.
And all.
No.
I know, but you wouldn't want to see, like, all the technique and work, like, if you're showing off your belly dance.
Yeah, I wouldn't be
okay.
interested in
Never
watching
mind.
Techniques.
You know what? Then give me a technique song. I want to know. If I wanted to put on a beautiful belly dance show, not a fun... jumping around.
Well, then you're looking for slower songs because then you can show all your technique. Like there is.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about that actually. Well, so you don't like those slow songs for belly dance usually, right?
No, I do like. I would want to see it in a show. Yes.
No, but I think you usually say, "Oh, that's not for belly dance." When there are things that lots of belly dancers think are perfect for belly dance.
For example,
like Umm Kulthum.
No, Umm Kulthum is good. I mean, Umm Kulthum
no,
is...
No, but you're always telling me, ugh, that's not a song to belly dance to. But
no, some
belly dancers
songs are
it.
Very slow, right? And I wouldn't...
Well, I mean like a remake of her song, like not her.
Yeah, if you remix it, then it's nice. Because
you know,
then it becomes...
Like
if you remix
musician.
It,
doing,
no, if you
like,
if you remix the Umm Kulthum, then it becomes shabby, right?
No.
It becomes fast and upbeat.
Yeah, but it's not quite there. It's still slow.
Yeah, but then there's a lot of, you know, like...
It's just not her singing.
Drum machines, right? So,
no,
and
not really. Like, they're slow.
And that's
I
when you dance
I think there are things you think aren't good, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they're bad for belly dance?
No, they're
personally.
Good. They're good. They're good. But I mean, if you want to show technique, you don't, you know, Umm Kulthum is good for technique.
Yeah.
Wahashtini is amazing for technique.
Okay.
Warda is amazing also for technique.
Oh, there we go. See, we're getting
right?
some reference.
Well, because they're very slow, right? I mean, but when you speak, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have used this, you know, hundreds of times.
Yeah. That's good, right?
Right? So that's what I would say about that. But, you know, if you wanted to show your technique, again, I would choose, you know, Wahashtini.
Okay, so that's the song you... That's a nice song. Yeah,
yeah.
I like that. Okay, I don't know what I choose. I'm not even going to answer that question. See, I'm ducking out of that. Okay, there's too many good ones. Okay, so one last topic we're going to talk about, and let me pick one from this list. Mm-hmm. Male audience versus female audience.
Right.
Okay, so what does this mean? So we're talking about... Oh, what were we talking about with that?
Like, how would a male audience look at...
Yeah, what is a male audience member looking at versus what a female audience member is looking at? Is that what we're talking about?
Sure. I would say, you know, a
so,
male
as
audience...
as a male, what are you looking at?
Well, as a male, I would say when, you know, so you look at the belly dancer, she comes in, you know, and she's starting her show and all. I would say, you know... they're not looking for technique, again, you know. They're looking for, well, maybe some are, right? Some
yeah.
are, you know. But I wouldn't be looking for technique.
No.
I'd look at, you know, I'd look at pretty much the belly dancer from, you know, from head to toe, costume, hair, you know, this and that. I would like, you know, and then find a point of interest. Right?
What's your point of interest?
Well, you know,
I think I know.
And then
okay.
you just, you know, and then you focus on it. That's pretty much
oh
it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so that's what men are looking. I think we all knew that, kind
right?
of. That's not a surprise.
No, but...
Okay, so that's all you're looking at.
Yes.
Me as a female, like, it's hard to say because I'm a belly dancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at belly dance. If I was a normal female, what do they look at? I don't know. It's hard to say. We'd have to ask someone who's not a belly dancer.
I guess they'd look at your stomach and see how you know, you're doing these rolls, right? Because this
yeah.
is, you know, this is something that they...
I think women are very similar to men, though. I think they're also looking at just how you look.
Right.
Are they really looking? I mean, you know, maybe they're seeing that, oh, she's not a terrible dancer. She's pretty good. But I don't know that they really are... I don't know.
Well... You know, as an Arab audience, let's say, you know, they'd be like, whoa, I can do better than that. Right?
Oh, females, yeah.
Females,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, okay. catty remarks. Yes.
Right, yeah. But for Canadians, they're very interested to see, wow, look at that. Look at how she moves her body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I...
Or covering their husband's eyes up or something like that.
Well, for the Arabs, yes.
No, even Canadians.
You think so?
Yeah, sometimes.
I haven't seen that lately.
It's either covering their husband's eyes up or pushing their husband to go up and dance with the belly dancer, I think.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, me as a belly dancer, I look at the looks of the belly dancer and how she looks in her costume and her hair and all that. But I also, of course, start looking at the dance and, you know, it's usually not even the dance. It's more about her face and her stage presence, because that's what's going to hold me. Technique and stuff, it's cool. I'm happy if someone's great. But as long as they're a pretty good dancer, I feel like the stage presence is really going to make an impact. And her smile, or what do you think about this? Like, you don't like dancers to smile, right?
No, I do like.
So I don't know why you fell for me.
No, I mean,
I don't know what happened there. But you like the mysterious look, right?
Well, I would like the mysterious look to go with the mysterious song, right? I
mean, so you're smiling through your fun song, and then you're like,
oh. You're a bit more
when serious. It gets all serious.
Yeah,
I just think that's funny. Right?
And maybe every now and then when it's serious, you just
a
like,
wink,
a little.
I knew you were gonna
a little
say
smile,
a little smile and wink
a little smile.
At you
right.
directly at you.
At me.
okay, so yeah, I think you like the serious look more. You used to always tell me to look more serious.
Yeah, look a little more mysterious.
I never did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That never works because I just start laughing at myself when I try and look mysterious.
Oh, but it helps. I mean, you do have to look... you got to look...
I never did. No. Trying to look mysterious just makes me look, like, funny. Like, I've been in photo shoots where they're like, okay, try and look serious now.
Right.
And I just look like I have a problem. It doesn't work. Have any tips on that?
Well, when you're doing shabby, don't be
don't
mysterious.
Be, that's why I should only do that, maybe. That's all I should. If you don't know me, people, I'm always smiling, pretty much, so,
right.
Or laughing loudly. You probably got that from this show. Although, you know what? My mom listens to our show, and she told me I had to stop laughing so much on it. So, I think I did good this time, eh? I didn't laugh much.
No, you didn't.
I was really serious and mysterious.
Yep.
Okay, now I'm laughing. Okay, so I guess that's it for us, Will.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back for sure in a month, right?
Sounds good. I'll
yeah.
be here.
And listeners, please keep your questions and comments and everything coming. We want to hear everything. You can check us out on our Facebook page, Belly Dance Talk Radio. That's where I post a lot about what we're going to be doing and stuff and taking questions. And you can email us also. My email is mayada@rogers.com. I never know. mayada@rogers.com. Okay, so signing off. See you later.
See ya. Whoa, whoa.